Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a moonlit jungle bass line blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that old-school rave pressure that feels deep, dark, and dangerous in all the right ways. This is a beginner-friendly mixing lesson, so we're not trying to make the most complicated bass sound on earth. We're trying to make a bass line that works. That means it sits with the drums, leaves space for the sub, gives the snare room to crack, and still feels alive in a proper jungle or roller's drop. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the low end is the engine. If the sub is too long, the drums lose impact. If the mid layer is too wide or too harsh, the mix gets messy fast. And if the bass line has no movement, it just feels flat. So the real skill is shaping something that is deep, controlled, and full of energy at the same time. We're going to build a two-layer bass setup using only Ableton stock devices. One layer will be a clean mono sub, the other will be the mid-bass layer with more character, more bite, and a little bit of restyle movement. Then we'll mix the two so they feel like one instrument. First, set your project tempo around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this kind of jungle meets roller's energy. Then create a group called Bass, and inside it make two MIDI tracks, one called SUB and one called MID Bass. Keep your drums separate, because the whole point is to make the bass work with the drums, not hide inside them. Before writing notes, think about the vibe. Old school rave pressure usually means short, punchy phrases. Moonlit jungle means atmosphere, space, and movement. And as a beginner, your best rule is this: fewer notes, stronger groove. In this style, simplicity often hits harder than complexity. Let's start with the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. That's one of the easiest ways to get a clean sine style sub in Ableton. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the sound simple and don't add extra fancy stuff yet. The sub should feel like a utility part. It's there to support the groove, not to be interesting in its own right. Now write a very simple one or two bar MIDI pattern in the key of your track. You only need 2 to 4 notes to start. Try a root note on beat 1, then maybe a response note on the offbeat, then another note near beat 4. Leave some space, especially around the snare. That space is important because in jungle and TNB, the snare needs room to punch through. Keep the note lengths short. That's one of the biggest beginner wins in bass mixing. If the notes ring too long, the low end gets cloudy and the kick loses impact. Most of your sub notes should be under one beat. If you want a more sustained old school rumble, you can stretch them a little, but only if the drums still stay clear. Now add utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub mono, which is exactly where it needs to be. Don't widen the sub. Don't put reverb on it. Don't overprocess it. Just keep it stable and controlled. Also, make sure the level is healthy but not too loud. A lot of beginners think the sub is too quiet when really it's just too long or too cloudy. Here's a good mixing habit: gain stage before you mix. If the sub is already clipping inside the synth, EQ and compression are going to behave badly. Pull the synth output down first, then process. Next, let's build the mid-bass. On the MID bass track, load wavetable or analog. We want a gritty moving layer, something that gives the bass line that old-school jungle bite. A good starting point is a saw or square blend with mild to tune. Keep the unison low to moderate. We want movement, not huge stereo chaos. Use a low-pass filter and keep it partly closed. You can start with the cutoff somewhere in the 150 to 500 Hz area depending on the patch, but trust your ears more than the number. We're not trying to make it super bright. We're trying to give the ear something to follow on smaller speakers, while the sub handles the weight. Now copy the same MIDI notes from the sub onto this track. At first, the sub and mid should play the same rhythm. That helps lock the bass together. Once the groove is working, you can start making tiny changes, but for now keep it simple and tight. After the synth, add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. Then trim the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This is a very useful trick in DNB. A little saturation can make the bass feel louder without actually raising the peak level too much. If the mid-bass needs more movement, add auto filter after the saturator. You can keep it low pass or band pass depending on the vibe. We'll automate that later so the sound opens up in transitions. Now let's talk about the actual bass and drum pocket, because this is where the groove really starts to matter. If your drums have a strong kick on beat 1 and a snare on beat 2, try placing a bass note on beat 1, then leading a gap before the snare, then letting the bass answer after the snare. That call and response feeling is a huge part of jungle and rollers. The bass says something, the drums reply, then the arrangement breathes. A really useful trick here is to leave tiny micro gaps before or after the snare. Even a small rest can make the whole groove feel more aggressive. Don't fill every space. Bass is part of the rhythm. For a simple two-bar phrase, you might have bar 1 with a bass hit on beat 1 and another short answer on the offbeat, then bar 2 with a slightly different ending, maybe a higher note or a small rest. Then repeat that idea every 4 or 8 bars, with a little variation. That tiny change stops the loop from feeling static. Now let's mix the low end properly. On the sub, keep it mono with utility. Avoid stereo widening completely. If the sub feels too big, lower it before touching EQ. That's another key beginner move. Balance first, EQ second. If you need EQ on the sub, use EQ 8 very gently. Maybe roll off any rumble below 25 to 30 Hz if it's causing problems, or gently low pass anything above around 100 to 150 Hz if the synth is too bright. But don't overdo it. You do not want to thin out the sub. You just want it clean. On the kick, if needed, carve a tiny space with a Q8 so it and the sub aren't fighting in exactly the same place. Keep the cut small. In DNB, tiny EQ adjustments often make a huge difference. On the mid-bass, use EQ8 to high-pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub has room. If the mid-bass is harsh, gently reduce the 2 to 5 kHz area. If it feels boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Again, small moves. We're mixing, not carving a sculpture with a chainsaw. A great check is to mute the drums and listen to the bass alone, then unmute the drums and hear how they fit together. If the track loses its shape the second the drums come in, the bass is probably too wide, too loud, or too long. Now we add movement. In Moonlit Jungle and darker DNB, a lot of the energy comes from automation, not just from heavier sounds. So automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid bass. Open it slightly every 4 bars. Add a tiny increase in saturator drive on the last bar before a drop. You can even pull the bass down for 1 beat before a fill, then let it hit again. That kind of movement creates tension. You can also automate utility gain for small rises and drops, or use clip envelopes if you want to keep things simple. For beginners, clip automation is often faster and easier than drawing lots of lanes in the arrangement view. The main rule is keep it subtle. At 172 BPM, small changes feel bigger than you think. Too much automation can blur the groove, while a few smart moves can make the whole section feel alive. Now let's shape the bass group as a whole. On the bass group, add glue compressor if you want a little bit of control. Use a gentle ratio like 2 to 1, a moderate attack, auto release if you like, and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening the bass. We're just making the sub and mid behave like one instrument. You can also add a final EQ8 on the group if there is a little cleanup needed, and maybe a small touch of saturator if the whole bass needs a bit more glue. Then do a mono check. This is really important. The sub should stay strong, and the mid should not disappear completely. If the bass vanishes in mono, it's too stereo heavy. In Jungle and DNB, mono compatibility is not optional. It's part of the sound. Now let's bring in that authentic jungle feel. Don't just loop the bass forever with no interaction. Let the drums and bass talk to each other. Try 2 bars of bass with a break, then 1 bar of variation, then 1 bar with less bass or a fill, then repeat with a little more energy in the next 8 bars. That kind of structure keeps the track moving. Use ghost notes, tiny fills, a short bass mute before a snare fill, or a one-note stab after a break chop. Even very small changes can make the whole section feel much more alive. This is where the pressure comes from. Not from adding more and more layers, but from how the rhythm breathes. If you want an easy variation trick, duplicate your MIDI clip, remove 1 or 2 notes, and use that version every 8 bars. It's simple, but it works. In old school DNB, variation doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to be enough to keep the listener moving forward. Here are a few big beginner mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub stereo. Keep it mono. Don't let the sub notes ring too long. Shorter is usually better. Don't keep turning the bass up trying to make it heavier. Balance it first. Don't overuse detune or unison on the mid-bass. Too much width can wreck the mono mix. Don't EQ aggressively. Small cuts are usually enough. Don't ignore the snare. The snare is one of the main anchors of this style. And don't leave the same bass loop running for 8 bars with zero change. Add a variation, a rest, a filter move, or a little fill. A few pro-style tips while we're here. Treat the sub like a support part, not the star. Use small saturation often, especially on the mid-bass, because it helps the sound translate on smaller speakers. Check the bass at 3 volumes, quiet, normal, and loud. If it only works loud, the harmonics probably need work. Think in 8-bar blocks. That's how a lot of DNB phrases stay mix-friendly and believable in a proper set. If you want a quick practice challenge, here's a simple one. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Program a 2-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a simple break layer. Build a sine sub in operator. Copy the same notes into a wave-eatable mid-bass. Keep the sub mono and the mid-bass high-passed. Add one saturator and one auto filter. Then automate the filter slightly open in bar 2, and drop the bass out for one beat before the loop repeats. Do a mono check. Make a small variation clip, and loop it for 8 bars. If it feels dark, rhythmic, and mix-ready, you're on the right track.